Oasis Audio presents Gone to Ground by Brandolyn Collins, read for you by Rebecca Gallagher. 2010 Pulitzer Prize, Feature Writing, The Jackson Bugle. Gone to Ground. What happens to a small, quiet southern town when evil invades in the form of a serial killer? By Trent Williams, October 29, 2010. Excerpt. Amaryllis, Mississippi is a scrappy little town of strong backbone and southern hospitality, a brick-paved main street, a park, and the legendary ghost in its old cemetery are all part of its heritage. Everybody knows everybody in Amaryllis, and gossip wafts on the breeze. Its denizens are friendly, its families tight. On the surface, Amaryllis seems much like the flower for which it's named, bright and fragrant. But the Amaryllis flower is poisonous. In the past 3 years, 5 unsolved murders have occurred within this tiny burg. All the victims were easy targets, women who lived alone, ranging from age 48 to 64. Each was killed in similar fashion while asleep in bed, from a single knife stab to the neck. Inflicted with precision, each stabbing cut the victim's carotid artery, causing her to bleed out in a matter of 1 to 2 minutes. After being stabbed, the women were then stuffed into their bedroom closets. The reason for that remains one of the many mysteries surrounding the case. This strange MO has led to the dubbing of the murders as the Closet Killings. 3 victims have been white, 2 black. The culprit, while unquestionably a monster and a coward, is no respecter of race or anything else.